You're listening to Stags Radio, the home of AFC Totten's live matchday commentary. You're listening to Stags Radio, the home of AFC Totten's live match. You're listening to Stags Radio, the home of AFC Totten's live matchday commentary. You're listening to Stags Radio, the home of AFC Totten's live matchday commentary. Thank you. You're listening to Stags Radio, the home of AFC Totten's live matchday commentary. You're listening to Stags Radio, the home of AFC Totten's live matchday commentary.
After a hard-fought, morale-boosting win against the Centurions of Cirencester Town, last week Bristol Manor Farm were the visitors to the Snow Stadium in a battle between two promotion hopefuls. Ball drifted into the box, first knockdown, shoots and it's in the back of the net! For Bristol Manor Farm, a brilliant header from Ford, who beat Rob Flukes in the air. He cut it back into the box with the header. Williams on the turn, shoots from range, off the post, and it goes wide. How that has gone wide, I don't know. A cross goal, Ben Chump was beaten. It hit the inside of the right-hand post as we're looking at it, and it just curled its way past the goal line. And wide of the far post. Weed intercepted in the midfield. This could be the chance. Looking for Adams. Adams brings it down well. Adams with a little bit of space. Adams shoots. Deflected. Somehow beaten away. It might fall to Williams. Oh! It's off the post again. This time, John just about got a hand on it. In towards the back post. Looking for Williams. Oh! And it's another save from Ben John. This is ludicrous. How is the ball not going into the goal? For all of Ton, but for Brett Williams especially. He must be cursed. Kasimu tries to turn his way into some space, finds Griffin on the edge of the area. Griffin stops brilliantly, he does that so well. He finds Callum Bourne, drives the ball back into the box, chested down for Kasimu! Yeah! Into the back of the net! Ishan Kasimu, a brilliant chest down from Jake Adams. Found Kasimu, and with a first time left footed shot, he belted it into the bottom corner. There was nothing Bristol Manor Farm can do, and they have tried so hard to stem the tide. But finally, the pressure has told. It is AFC Totten 1, Bristol Manor Farm 1. Still Gwengui into the area, lays it off to Sam Griffin.
Penalty!
Terrible challenge.
Referee!
How the referee has not given a penalty there, I don't know what he's looking at. Maybe the referee can say that Griffin had already played the ball, but that was a late sliding challenge on Sam Griffin, and everyone in the stadium, probably even Manor Farm fan,
everybody
thought the spot kick should have been awarded. Long throw, goes into the box, flicked on, still not clear. Sturridge somehow scooped into the net. Lewis Noyce came for the ball but didn't get there. And Bristol Manor Farm entirely against the run of play. And try as they might, the Stags, beaten down again, couldn't find a way through as the Farmy Army ransacked the Snow Stadium for all 3 points. And there's been a lot of upheaval this week, as the Stags now welcome for the final game of an 8-game home stretch, the Robins of Biddeford AFC. Hello and welcome to Stags Radio, your home of all of AFC Totten's live match day commentary, bringing you coverage from every game so far this season. And today's affair a little bit different, maybe, than some of our previous games, with a change at the helm. Dan Sackman and Liam Robinson left the club in the week, and Jimmy Ball has taken over as the first team manager, and the Stags will look to get the ball rolling today against Biddeford AFC. Benjamin Rees here with you on commentary, joined by a man we usually see at the bottom of the Wessex Heartbeat stand, but he's made his way to the top table here now. A very big Stags Radio welcome for his first full colour commentary gig to Harry Good. Afternoon. How are you doing? How are you feeling? Excited?
Yeah, very excited.
I mean, it is a beautiful day for some non-league football here on non-league day. I'm going to trip over that a fair few times. I've put the baseball cap on because I'm very worried about the sun dipping into my eyes a little bit later. But in terms of the weather, you couldn't have asked for a better setting, I don't think.
Yeah, the sun's shining. The pitch looks wonderful. It's just a great day for football.
So it would be remiss not to talk a little bit about the changes to management during the week. Jimmy Ball, who recently left Stevenage as their assistant manager, has come in as the club's new first team manager, and he will oversee the teams of all ages. And Dan Sackman and Liam Robinson have decided the time is right for them to move on, get a clean break and a fresh start. And you know, personally, on behalf of myself and all at Stags Radio, would very much like to thank Dan Sackman and Liam Robinson for their hard work all year. They've put so much into it, and they've been so brilliant to work with, and so, you know, gracious and thoughtful to us. So whatever the next chapter holds for them, we of course wish them the very best in their future endeavours with that. But let's talk about the new man coming in, Jimmy Ball. How do you think this might change the atmosphere perhaps among the players, getting a new man in at the top?
Well, Totten haven't been on a win streak. They've been on a few poor performances after game after game, so hopefully the new manager bounce could try to get a big result here today.
Yeah, they do often hear about, not just at this level but at all levels, that the new manager bounce, how sometimes, you know, it just gives a little bit of a jolt, a wake up call to the players. I don't know where my brain's at the moment. You do see that sometimes it's a little bit of sharpness, maybe just the training's a little bit bouncier, a little bit happier, and we shall see how that affects the two sides today. We'll start running down the team sheets with the visitors, the Robins of Biddeford AFC. In gold is Adam Seedhouse Evans, number 2, Niall Heaney, 3, Alex Byrne, 4, Joe Charles, 5, the captain, James Main, 6, Toby Down, 7, Alexander Moyse, 8, Craig Duff, 9, Charles Hansen, 10, Matthew Buchan, and 11, Benjamin Wood. Only 3 subs on the bench today for Biddeford: Scott Piper, Saddam Bello, and Tyler Yendel. No place in the squad today for Kai Fisher, Louis Jagger-Kane, or Javan Wright. But AFC Totten, Lewis Noyce retains his place in goal in a Stag side that sees 2 changes. We're not sure whether it's going to be a back 4 or a back 3, so we'll just go through in numerical order. Number 2, Adam Tomasso. 3, Ben Jefford. 4, Freddie Reed comes back into the starting lineup. 5, Robert Flukes. 6, the captain, Harry Medway. 7, Sam Griffin, who himself is restored to the starting 11. 8, Brett Williams. 9, Hisham Kasimu. 10, Ethan Taylor. 11, Jake Adams. And the subs bench, newly signed straight onto the subs bench today for the young, promising centre-back Isiaga Kaba, who signed on a short-term deal from Portsmouth in work experience capacity. 14, Callum Bourne, who drops to the bench. 15, Pascal Kapugamu. 16, Nathan Hurst, who also leaves the starting lineup. 11, Shaquille Gwengui. Jordan Regay is not in the 17 players named today. So, Harry, looking at the changes we've got to the side, Freddie Reid comes in maybe to add a bit more drive and dynamism in midfield. And it's always good, I think, to see Sam Griffin in the starting 11 because his work rate and his attitude is absolutely first class.
Yeah, it's not even those two factors. If you can give him the ball, he can work magic with his feet. So if the game's at deadlock and we're struggling to create chances, give the ball to Sam Griffin.
Yeah, we saw it a couple of times last week as well. Just that ability to just... He's a little bit unorthodox sometimes with his movements and he can stop right there on a pinhead and really wrong foot defenders. And as well as that, he provides that aerial presence out on the wing. So if you're looking for those quick early balls, those diagonals over the top, Sam Griffin's a very appealing target for it.
Yeah, and also, like, he... As you said, he likes to run. He'll help out defensively if he has to.
Yeah, he is more than happy to just got such an engine on him, such an engine. The real question will be how he sets up the back, I think. Whether it's a back four of Tommaso and Jefford at the fullbacks and Flukes and Medway in the centre, or whether we go three central defenders with Jefford, Flukes and Medway, and then maybe use perhaps Griffin and Taylor as wide men and have them really shuttle up and down the pitch with Tommaso and Reid as that double pivot in the base of midfield. There's a lot of potential tactical questions for the Stags today under new boss Jimmy Ball.
Yeah, we don't know what formation he's going to set out with today, but I'd like to see what he goes with. He could go with 3-5-2. I'm not too sure.
There is certainly a lot of intrigue. The one thing I think stands out is something else that stands out, Brett Williams retains his place in the squad wearing the number 8, so that is slightly unusual, but Williams and Kasimu would not surprise me if we see them as a proper old school centre forward pairing with Williams as, you know, the classical number 9, the more physical player, bringing his other strike partner, in this case Hisham Kasimu, into play with that pace in behind, thinking about, you know, those England teams of old with like a Heskey and an Owen, that sort of thing.
Yeah, or Peter Crouch.
Never mind. That's a really good shout, actually, Jermaine Defoe, who retired this week as well. So nice up-to-date reference there. That's good. I like that. I had another thought and it's disappeared. It will come back. Again, looking at the various teams and how they might play, there's no Louis Jagger-Kane for Biddeford AFC. Signed a few weeks ago from Willand Rovers. 2 starts so far for the Robins. Scored in the second minute of their last league game, a 2-0 win over Slimbridge last week. But he's not in the squad today, and only 3 subs on the bench here for Biddeford. So you wonder if they're suffering a little bit of an injury crisis.
Yeah, we don't know if that's injuries or is it a long way to travel. We have to wait till Tuesday and then we'll find out.
Yeah, it's, as you mentioned, of course, Tuesday when we will see this game again, sort of, in slightly different circumstances, because the away game here was rescheduled from earlier in the season due to our FA Trophy run up against, it was the game against Larkhall that meant the Biddeford game got rescheduled. So now that the clocks have reset, or they will have done by, it's today, it's tonight, isn't it? I think the clocks go back, or forward. Back. It's tonight that the clocks go back. So that will, yeah, we're playing Biddeford again on Tuesday at the Sports Ground in Biddeford. So, of course, we would encourage everyone to come and experience the action there. But if you can't, then we will be running a trial of the Stags Fan Zone here in Straker's Bar as well. But, yeah, it's going to be weird playing the same opponent twice in 3 days because there's the idea, there's the little thing of how much do you show the opposition? Do you leave maybe a little bit in the locker to throw at them on the Tuesday game? Or do you think, nah, approach each game as you would any other team, you give 100% in each contest?
See, this is the thing with being a manager. You have to think of these things. Because if you go with your best lineup today and Biddeford go back to the training ground and then figure out how to stop this, we'll struggle for Tuesday.
If anything, the fact that it is so close might be a benefit because you won't really necessarily have too many training sessions, if any, to be able to maybe put those learnings into place. But we shall see. Also want to give a huge thank you to the rest of our Stags radio team. So as well as myself and Harry, we've got Jack who's manning the cameras today. Ollie is on the stadium announcements and stadium media. And the legendary Richard Matthews is on the Twitter commentary today, currently poring over his tablet with his secretarial duties currently completed for the moment, doing me the little fingers. Harrison Reed is our usual videographer, pumping out those top quality highlights. And I must admit, as bittersweet as it was watching them, he did a brilliant job with Bristol Manor Farm. He's not here today. Doug has a family issue going on. So obviously sending all our love his way as well, and giving him as much support and time as he needs. And yeah, so they're not here today, but very happy with the team that we've got in place here in the AFC Totten media team at the top of the Wessex Heartbeat stand, as the two sides now are beginning to make their way onto the pitch, led by the captains Harry Medway and James Main. All red for Biddeford, the goalkeeper Adam Seedhouse-Evans in all yellow, and all yellow for Lewis Noyce with the familiar blue and white striped quarters for the Stags, with the blue shorts and the blue socks. So we'll run through those starting lineups again for you. For Biddeford, in goal, Adam Seedhouse-Evans. 2, Niall Heaney. 3, Alex Byrne. 4, Joe Charles. 5, James Main. 6, Toby Down. 7, Alexander Moyse. 8, Craig Duff. 9, Charles Hansen. 10, Matthew Buchan. And 11, Benjamin Wood, in a side that has 3 changes from their 2-0 win over Slimbridge last weekend. For AFC Totten, in Jimmy Bull's first game in charge, he has made 2 changes from the side that lost 2-1 to Bristol Manor Farm this time last week. In goal, number 1, Lewis Noyce. Number 2, Adam Tomasso. Number 3, Ben Jefford. 4, Freddie Reed. 5, Robert Flukes. 6, the captain, Harry Medway. 7, Sam Griffin. 8, Brett Williams. 9, Hisham Kasimu. 10, Ethan Taylor. And 11 is Jake Adams. The substitutes for the two teams, for Biddeford, Scott Piper, Saddam, Callum Bourne, Pascal Kapugamu, Nathan Hurst, and Shaquille Gwengwe. So those are the two sides. Just going to see how they set up. This is, I think, always the interesting thing is seeing what shape of the two sides will things are on the way. The referees and the assistants are standing in the centre circle, ready to go. Samuel Reed is in charge today with his assistants Thomas Copping and Jordan White. Jimmy Ball is standing, hands behind his back, in the home dugout. Sean Joyce is the manager for the visitors. I'm seeing Harry Medway is getting his captain's armband reapplied as he jogs over to the centre spot, where he will shake hands with his opposite number, James Main. And they will toss the coin. Harry Brookwell, who's often up with us here, is assisting the coaching staff today, wearing a pair of shorts that I think are probably a size too small for him. Not leaving a huge amount to the imagination, perhaps, necessarily. So far at the moment, it looks like Jake Adams might be starting quite left of centre. So maybe he might be occupying that left wing role that we might have earmarked for Ethan Taylor, with Ethan Taylor sitting in the hole behind the front two.
Yeah, I'm not too sure if it's a 3-5-2 or a fullback. Adam Tomasso has just come from the right-hand side, walking more centrally, but I'm not too sure.
Yeah, at the moment, I'd say it looks a little bit like a back three with Jefford Medway in the centre and then Robert Flukes at the right of that central of that defensive three so far. Joe Charles is standing over the ball here for Biddeford. They'll be attacking from left to right as we look at it from the top of the Wessex Heartbeat stand, with the Stags going right to left. I can see the flags being set up behind the attacking goal already to try and use that energy to suck the ball into the net. And we're underway here at the Snow Stadium, and immediately you can see the energy as Kasimu charges down off the kickoff and then has to leapfrog Ethan Taylor as the two get in each other's way. Here's Ben Jefford trying to clear the ball. A little bit of aerial head tennis here. It was the first meeting between these two sides this season, with a reverse fixture, which was due to take place in December, will now be on Tuesday night. Again, still a lot of back and forth. Medway scoops the ball over his own head. Now we're trying to play a through ball, but a lack of quality there. Way over it, and it's going to roll through to Lewis Noyce. Ben Jefford now finds Freddie Reid. When the next break in play, I'll tell you about some of the other fixtures we've got going on in the league so far this season on non-league day with no Premier League teams in action. Here's Robert Flukes searching for Brett Williams down the right-hand side, but he doesn't get the angle right on that one, so it's out of play for a throw. Elsewhere in the league, bit of Barnstable host Evesham United. Bristol Manor Firm, our conquerors last week, are at Cinderford. Cirencester host Willand Rovers. Frome Town host Lark Hall Athletic. It's Melksham versus Poulton Rovers. Sholing, who are a little bit of a dip in form, host Highworth. Plymouth Parkway visits Slimbridge, while Winchester host Mangotsfield United. And we will, of course, keep an eye on all those fixtures as the day progresses. Here's Joe Charles in the attacking half. But again, I think this is going to roll all the way back to Lewis Noyce. And Jefford and Noyce nearly a miscommunication there. But Noyce puts it out to space where Adams, who is occupying this left side here, tried to put a searching ball forward for Brett Williams to run that diagonal, but it's overhit. And it goes through to Adam Seedhouse-Evans in the visiting goal, who will just about pick that up after Brett Williams applies a cursory bit of pressure. Harry Good, your thoughts on this opening few minutes?
Well, Tottenham have not started off. It's been a bit of head tennis, as you said, but that little mistake just then between Lewis Noyce and Ben Jefford, that could cost people games. So
hopefully that is something to get cleaned up, obviously, with a back three rather than a back four. Players in slightly different positions and asked to do slightly different jobs. Here's Sam Griffin now, stretching on the right-hand side, jinking past a defender on that right flank. Plays it to Taylor. Taylor lays it off here for Tommaso. He's going to square this across now for Jefford. First time pass out to Adams, who is stretching it on the left touchline here. Still Adams drifting infield, looking to play one into the feet of Kasimu. It's nicked away. Appeals for a free kick from Biddeford. Nothing doing, though. Here's Reed, who it does look like that three, almost like a 3-2-3-2. It's an interesting setup. We'll see how this takes place as the game drifts on, as that ball over the top from Tommaso is searching for Ethan Taylor, is overhit and will go behind for the goal kick. So it is the back three of Flukes, Medway, Jefford. You've got, we'll call this like a four across the middle with Adams, Reed, Tommaso and Griffin, and then maybe Taylor and Williams and Kasimu as a front three. Is that how you see things, Harry?
Yeah, that is correct. That's how I see this lineup going.
So whether that stays the same all the way through, we will have a look. There's also been an early goal around the league. Kyle Belmont has put Evesham 1-0 up at Barnstable Town, trying their best to beat the drop, but had they left it too little, too late. Long ball from the goal kick out is headed on, but Flukes gets his body in the way. There's a player on the ground for Biddeford, but the referee just calmly waves that away, and it's rolled all the way out for a goal kick. Lewis Noyce, I think, wants to take this quickly. He will do, into the feet of Jefford. He's got Reed. There's plenty of space to work with here. He's clipped a nice ball over the top for Adams, who we know has quality with ball at feet. Lays it back for Taylor. Block challenge, but Taylor emerges with the ball. Tommaso going across. A little bit of a job for Flukes, and Flukes, I thought, could have got that, but maybe he left it for Griffin. Again, maybe another bit of a miscommunication. Out for a throw on the far side. A little bit of early sloppiness here from the Stags.
Yeah, two very early mistakes. And if we're not careful, Biddeford could capitalise on these mistakes.
Here's Rob Flukes into the feet of Griffin this time. Really looking to use the full width of the pitch at the moment, the Stags. Harry Medway, red armband on his left bicep. Rolls it into the feet of Jefford. He's looking to see if he can catch Ethan Taylor to beat the offside trap. Decided better of it, though, and goes back central to Medway. Medway, oh, that slices off the side of his boot. Williams picks it up, lays it off to Tommaso. Tommaso over the top for Taylor, who's offside. I think the keeper would have just about got there anyway. But again, you can see there's that intent to get players with speed and quality, like Kasimu, like Taylor, to break that offside trap.
Yeah, I feel like Tottenham have started, other than their few mistakes, they've played sharply when they've had the ball. They're trying to, like, catch Biddeford out with their speed going forwards.
So hello to everyone listening on the Podbean. Andrea Goods, who I assume is some sort of relation to you.
Yes.
Thanks for listening, sharing the show, even though not a football fan, you told us. But I see you have seemed to have won her round.
Yeah, probably sharing it to the rest of the family relatives.
Which, greatly appreciated. Linda Hawkins says, come on, Tottenham. Of course, a mysterious Steve Brookwell, come on, you Stags, listening live in Tenerife, where, you know what, if the weather's anything like it is today, you've done well there. You've done well. Long throw into the box here from Biddeford. They win the first header. Jake Adams cleans up very well, doing some defensive work here. Tries to play it out quickly. Switch back to front to Kasimu. Biddeford
block it, but can't. Jefford takes it, goes all the way back to his goalkeeper, Noyce. And Noyce is going to Flukes. Found Williams coming deep to get the ball. Has it just about pinched away from him. And now Biddeford again looking to come forward. Early ball in on the turn maybe for Hansen. No, well defended that time by Flukes. Calm with the ball at his feet. There is Jefford. Reed trying to drive the Stags forward a little bit here. Keep that pace of play up. And Griffin actually just wins the throw on the far side of the pitch. And it bounces off and out of play into the car park on the far side. My car is somewhere near there, but I don't think it was hit with any enough force to really do me much damage, which is good because I've got a boot full of stuff. I won't describe the stuff, not because there's anything untoward in there. It's just packed, which is rare. Here's Jefford going out wide to Jake Adams. Adams crossing the halfway line, cutting infield now. He's got a lot of space to work with. Tries to break the lines with that pass, but he wins it back. Jefford goes across to Flukes. Totten pushing forward now. As Flukes goes out wide to Griffin, and Flukes continues a little bit to provide an overlap, and Griffin instead cuts back and inside. Reed goes to Jefford. Patient build-up here from the Stags. Ball out to Jake Adams, a little bit undercooked, but Adams as well to chase it and get back into position off the loose touch from Joe Charles. A lot of possession at the moment for the Stags without necessarily too much end product.
No, they seem to be drawing out a mistake or a gap from Biddeford.
Taylor's done well and the ball is running loose in the park, but it's just about mopped up there by Biddeford, trying to come forward with the ball. Flukes will get there, though. He's found Griffin. Can Griffin find the ball? Going inside to Kasimu. Very good challenge there from the Biddeford defender. I think that's the captain, James Main. Just got his body right in the way where Hisham Kasimu wanted to go. But it's now back with Griffin, who's found Williams in a pocket of space. Williams shimmying, now drives down the right-hand side. Little layoff for Griffin into the box, and it has to be turned behind on the stretch by Toby Down. Good build-up play there from the Stags.
Yeah, Totten have kept hold of the ball quite a bit. They've waited and waited, and then they've played that ball in behind and found their chance to create a chance on goal.
Yeah, we know that they do have delivery or quality of delivery from the set piece with players like Ethan Taylor, Jake Adams and Freddie Reed, and it's going to be Jake Adams' his left foot to take this corner from the far side. So the Ing swinger got the big men forward. All three centre backs are in there for the Stags. So is Brett Williams, of course. Hisham Kasimu on the back post. Sam Griffin on the front. Adams, oh, he slips as he delivers the corner, and it goes straight to Charles on the edge of the area. So unfortunate there from Jake Adams. And the clearance, I think this should be comfortable for Freddie Reed to deal with. And he plays that nonchalantly back to Lewis Noyce. He wants to get things started quickly again while they still have players up. Jefford goes back central, just trying to regroup, get themselves into a bit more of a formation that they like. Flukes looking for a searching diagonal. Taylor tries to take it on the turn. He's done well there. Now cuts back and forward. Tries to put a low cross into the box. Biddeford should deal with this. And it is no-nonsense clearance into the stand for this. And the Stags will take the throw quickly. But again, you're seeing here, the Stags are getting... They've had a lot of the ball early on, and now they're really making use of it going forward with a lot more incision.
Yeah, and when the ball's gone out of play from throws and goal kicks, they're looking to take it quickly and not give Biddeford any time to rest.
Yeah, it's all about keeping that pace of play high. Griffin just tries to pop one over the top there for Williams to latch onto, but either a miscommunication or a slightly misplaced pass means that will go out for a bit of a throw on the far side of the pitch. And Biddeford, they want to get the ball downfield quickly with the long throw. Flukes with the calm nod back to Lewis Noyce, gathers and rolls out short to Ben Jefford. Jefford looking for the diagonal. Long-time teammate Brett Williams, good header back in towards the centre of the park. Taylor can't quite get there, and Biddeford have to clear. This is a searching long ball forward. Lewis Noyce comes a good way off his line, but he gets to it first. First time left-footed ball downfield. Tommaso should pick this up in the middle of the park, clears it, and this will go all the way into the gloves of Adam Seedhouse-Evans.
Yeah, Harrison Reed would like to know what is in Benji's boot.
It's honest, I've been staying at my girlfriend's in Wales, so it is just clothes and stuff. It is very boring. Oh, and my big furry slippers, which I was thinking about wearing today, but I thought they might get a bit hot. Long clearance downfield from Biddeford. Here's Alexander Moyes spraying it into the left-back area for Burn. Coming forward, good challenge there by Flukes. Wins the ball cleanly, coming from behind. And now Reed tries to find that first-time ball to Kasimu. Not quite there on that occasion. Can Biddeford manufacture anything? Good close control in the middle of the park. Now they clip one over the top, but that is hit in hope rather than expectation, I think. Comfortable for Lewis Noyce. Long ball downfield, and this, well, Kasimu's not going to give it up for dead. You know he's got pace, and he's forced the back pass to Seedhouse Evans, and his ball out. Thought was a little bit poor, but it's kept in play on the far side. Another long ball forward from Biddeford, trying to keep things direct here. Medway takes it on the chest, looking for Flukes, but it's pinched away, and now Biddeford have a chance to perhaps to get the ball into the box. Hansen looks up, decent cross in, but Ben Jefford with a strong header out. Taylor comes back to win the ball, and Taylor stops on it, goes back to Jake Adams. And he calmly deals with it now. They've taken the sting out of that attack. Good defending there from Jefford, playing as a centre-back as opposed to left-back where we've seen him most of the season, and he didn't look out of place there at all, I think, Harry.
No, he's been doing all right. I watched the Eastleigh game, and he played centre-back, and I thought he was one of, even though Tottenham lost, I thought he played really well.
Yeah, that time in a back two rather than a back three, but it is something that we've seen him at sporadically throughout the season as a brilliant ball over to Griffin on the far side, but he just can't quite keep that one in possession. No surprise that Biddeford looking long for it quickly, trying to catch Tottenham out in between those phases of play. Driven kick out from Lewis Noyce. Reed with good control. Flukes takes it past one player. Rolls it off to Tommaso. He's got a bit of space here in the middle, and he's looking for the ball out to Jake Adams to chase. And actually, that seems more like a rugby-style kick for territory. Goes out right down by that corner flag, but it needed just a little bit more finesse on that ball from Tommaso.
Yeah, I'm not too sure he was aiming to kick it that far. I think he was looking for the runner, Jake Adams, but overhit it.
But this will provide an opportunity perhaps for the Stags to press the ball high up the pitch. That does look to be what the strategy is here. So the lot when Dan Sackman first came in, they wanted that high energy, high pressing, and maybe it just dropped off a little bit in the last few games, and see if Jimmy Ball is keen to reinstate that here in his first game in charge. Long throw over the top. Reed loses out, and now Biddeford will try and drive forward, and the first time ball from Duff in the starting lineup today just lacks real quality and is straight through to Lewis Noyce. So an opportunity there for a quick counter is lost for Biddeford.
Yeah, that's one of those chances. Tottenham have been caught out and they were one through ball, through on goal.
Biddeford, and this will probably tell you their struggles, I think one of, if not the lowest scorers in the division so far this season, only scored 26 league goals in their 28 games as Ethan Taylor is brought down for a free kick just about in Biddeford territory. Yeah, so they're averaging less than a goal a game. They do keep things tight at the back, especially compared to the other teams at the bottom end of the table. But if you're averaging less than a goal a game, that kind of explains why you are where you are.
Yeah, but there is a saying going, defenders don't win you games, defenders win you trophies.
That is true. It's all very well having you do need goal scorers to win games, but unless you can keep things consistently defensively tight, you'll be in trouble. As Williams charges one down, and his ball over towards the... I think he was aiming for the goal, and it turned into a cross-come shot and drifted out of play. So good pressure there. Good old-fashioned centre-forward pressing from Williams to win the ball, and then just lack quality with the finish. Last week, I've no idea how Brett Williams didn't score.
Yeah, last week, I was down by the stand, and I was so baffled. He had so many... I think he hit the post twice. He created so many chances going forward, so I thought he had a good game all round.
Yeah, it wasn't that he was wasting the chances. It just felt like, yeah, a couple of blinding saves, hit the woodwork twice. Somehow, when you're on a lean trot in the goal front, you just can't seem to find things fall your way. From the goal kick, Tottenham win the ball back, and Adam Tommaso clears it out of play off Benjamin Wood, so the Stags will win a throw. Again, Flukes wants to get the ball back in play quickly. So does Jimmy Ball. You can probably hear him applauding and clapping on this near side, trying to encourage that tempo, that speed. Sam Griffin, though, can't keep the ball in play, crowded out by a couple of Biddeford defenders. And the visitors will have a throw here, just over 15 minutes gone in this game. And so far, still 0-0, but the Stags certainly looking the better of the two sides.
Yeah, Stags have had a lot of the ball, but as we said earlier on, just that one or two miscommunications that could lead to an error.
Here's a long throw forward, and Medway gets his body in position nice and early. Hansen has no way to get round him there and rolls out of play for the goal kick, which Lewis Noyce takes quickly along the floor to Jefford. Goes back to Medway, trying to find the space when these players come forward, and Medway slips as he delivered his clearance, and that's out of play just about on the halfway line for a bit of a throw. Got the power, just nowhere near the accuracy.
Yeah, that's twice we've seen people slip as they've kicked the ball today.
Yeah, I saw Gareth, the groundsman, out here before the game, you know, making sure the pitch was freshly mowed and getting the sprinklers out to try and keep the surface a little bit moist and springy, not being too dry, as it can be with a recent hot spell we've had. Good tackle in midfield there, because otherwise Hish Kasimu had the ball with space to use. Header out from Jefford. Taylor tries to win the ball, but Biddeford have it now. Freddie Reid hassling and harrying. Biddeford go back in towards defence. Playing with a long ball, trying to find Anson in the left-hand channel down by the corner flag. He's kept the ball in play well, fronting up against Harry Medway. And Medway wins the ball and plays it off Charles Hansen. Final touch means that it'll be a home throw. Biddeford haven't really offered too much of a threat going forward, I think, so far, Harry.
No, other than Totten's one or two mistakes. But if you cut those mistakes, it's been all Totten.
Yeah, certainly they're looking for these searching long balls forward. They may think they only need one to come off to be in a good position, but as we've seen their lack of goals, would they have the players to take advantage of it? Taylor looking to switch possession across the field. The ball's a little bit undercooked, headed away, but Tommaso should win this one. Not a lot of hide in that midfield pairing between Reid and Tommaso, but they certainly do not lack tenacity. As a long ball forward, Kasimu nearly gets through, but in the end, Main just about got his body in the way to see the ball back to Adam Seedhouse-Evans in the Biddeford goal.
Yeah, as you said, there's not much height to Tommaso and Reid, but they love to get a hold of the ball. They go into a challenge, like to pick up the ball, play forwards.
And they are certainly not shy of, you know, getting stuck in aerially as well, especially Adam Tommaso. He's got that terrier-like tenacity as a little push in the back on Robert Flukes there by Matthew Buchan earns the Stags a free kick on the edge of their own box. 20 minutes gone here on Stags Radio, your home of AFC Totten's live matchday commentary. First of two back-to-back fixtures against Biddeford AFC in what is Jimmy Ball's first game in charge, and no goals to tell you about as of yet. Taylor wins the ball with his head there, but a rather agricultural punt clear by Biddeford on that occasion. Lewis Noyce puts his foot through it, but this has gone way up and not far out at all, but it is out of play into the stand on the far side, the old stand brought over from the Testwood wreck. And Biddeford have the throw. Looks like Alex Byrne is in position, ready to take it. That's a poor pass from Biddeford, and that'll give the opportunity for Kasimu to lay the ball off to Adams. Can he find the diagonal ball? He's looking for Taylor. Biddeford slow it down. But Adams now drifts in field. He's got a little pocket of space into the feet of Kasimu. Lays it off, looking to clip one over the top to Taylor. Still not cleared. Jake Adams has it on the edge of the area, on this left-hand channel. Adams squaring up, comes into the box, twists and turns one way, tries to cut the ball back, crowd of bodies, and Taylor belts it home. Brilliant play from Jake Adams on the left-hand side, keeping the ball alive. And the cutback, I thought maybe missed the first two players at the near post, but Ethan Taylor was perfectly positioned. He had time, he had space, and there was nothing Seedhouse-Evans could do. It's AFC Totten 1, Biddeford AFC 0.
Yeah, great little bit of play from Jake Adams. But Totten don't seem to be waiting around with the celebrations. I see Brett Williams grabbing the ball, running back to the centre circle with the team ready to get another, hopefully.
Let's go, Harrison Reid. Indeed. Just not the greatest finish Ethan Taylor's scored this season, because he has scored some absolute worldies, let's be honest. But just what you love is the positional sense there. Knew where the cutback was going to come from Jake Adams, who had the defenders on their skates.
Yeah, Ethan Taylor unmarked in the box, just easy finish into the bottom corner.
Yeah, and he must have been, what, 8 yards out maybe? If he'd have missed from there, I mean, I wouldn't have put my house on it because I don't have one, but I'd be so sure that he would have scored.
Or from Biddeford's point of view, that's poor. How are you leaving a man unmarked in your own penalty box.
I think maybe they just got a little bit too suckered into the near post, perhaps?
Yeah, when Jake Adams had the ball and then two people doubled up on him and one followed the run of Ben Jefford, which that may have led for Ethan Taylor to be free.
Yeah, even if he didn't get the ball, the fact that Jefford is there making that overlapping run is another thing for the defenders to think about.
Yeah, create space for the players like Ethan Taylor and Jake Adams to get that extra yard of space to run with the ball, take players on.
And we know that those players have the quality on the ball, so it's good that we get a chance to see it, as that's brilliantly done there by Jake Adams. And Kasimu lays it off for Taylor. Taylor, I think this time run from Brett Williams on the far side, as Griffin now looks to switch the play, looking for Kasimu in the centre. And he got the header on it, but not with any power or accuracy, and that's comfortable for Seedhouse Evans. But again, Stags, they're staying on the front foot here. They want to turn one into two, if not three or more.
Yeah, because recently under the old boss, Dan Sackman, they have scored and then conceded late on, which you don't want to be happening.
Yeah, it wasn't necessarily creating chances that was the problem, especially last week against Bristol Manor Farm. Just couldn't quite find the way into the back of the net, as again, just a miscommunication there. When they have had these opportunities, Biddeford, they just do not seem to be on the same page. So many misplaced or overhit passes.
Yeah, a few times we've seen Totten been caught on the break and Biddeford through, and they've let themselves down with bad passes.
Good physicality there from Taylor, and I think Kasimu knew that he was maybe a little bit offside and just didn't quite time the run there, but good idea from Taylor to slip that through ball through early, because you know that Kasimu's got pace to burn.
Yeah, I think Kasimu wanted a little bit just earlier. That's why he made his run and then had to track back from an offside position.
A couple of goals to tell you about. They've come at Winchester. Isaac Flynn took the lead for the visitors, Mangots Field, second from bottom in the table. But a minute later, Oliver Bailey got the equaliser. So that is one all between Winchester and Mangots Field. Here's Brett Williams. Loses out. And Adam Tomasso puts his boot through the ball. Bit of head tennis now. Looks like Biddeford are going to come out on top of that. Medway, brilliant challenge to win the ball cleanly there. Adams wants to get the first-time ball out to Kasimu. Has he got there? In behind? I think he has, you know. Kasimu, one-on-one. Really good save by Seedhouse Evans. Made himself big. Kasimu just tried to sneak it underneath his legs, but he got there enough to turn the ball away. Now, Brett Williams from range wasn't far wide. The Stags, they sense blood here.
I thought Kasimu was a bit shocked. He thought that the goalie was going to come for it, and when the goalie didn't come for it, he was a bit shocked that he had that chance just in front of the goal.
So, could easily have been two. First from Kasimu when one-on-one, then from the long-range effort from Brett Williams. But, yeah, they want goals. I think they sense it.
Yeah, this shows that Tottenham are eager to score more today.
And here in the beautiful spring sunshine at the Snow Stadium, we can hardly blame them. Long ball from the goal kick from Biddeford goes over the heads of everyone. Medway puts a boot through it. Williams will try and keep this in play, but I think he knows that it had already gone. Just nonchalantly headed it back and, knew that it was out of play. And the referee does indeed blow his whistle. Sean Joyce just giving some instructions from the Biddeford bench. As Jefford can't hook that one back in play, goes into the stand here, the Wessex Heartbeat stand. And that'll be another throw for Biddeford, who are coming slightly further forward now, but again, still not necessarily showing any real goal threat as of this time.
No, it looks like to be a long throw in towards that corner flag down there.
Cleared out of play, then headed a little bit again, this aerial battle. Taylor hooks it away. 20 minutes the timing on that goal, by the way, as Kasimu does really well to keep that in play on this touchline, but he couldn't get round James Main and back to Seedhouse Evans. His clearance, Tomasso gets in the way, but it's going to go all the way out of play here, I think, on this near side. James Main will just happily watch that out of play, the Biddeford captain. So over halfway through this first half now here on Stags Radio with Ethan Taylor powering home from a Jake Adams cutback. The only goal so far on this lovely spring afternoon, as again, that ball from Duff doesn't find its intended target. It was Matthew Buchan this time. Reed with a little bit of space. goes to Flukes. He's looking for the aerial ball over the top. Thinks better of it. Goes to Reed. Reed playing it back to Medway. They're trying to do a they're trying to press a little bit here, Biddeford, when we've got the ball in defence, but they don't quite have the numbers committed to it, and it means that there's space for the home side to use. Yeah. Here's Adams. Nice ball around the corner. Sorry to cut you off there, Harry. Looking for Taylor, but Main clears up and goes back to Adam Seedhouse Evans. I'll let you finish that thought.
Yeah, I was going to say, Tottenham are looking to draw Biddeford out and then create, when there's space further on, get those players like Jake Adams, Sam Griffin, Ethan Taylor to get hold of the ball, do something with their feet.
Yeah, if you can give players like that time and space to work with, it's such a devastating combination. Jefford switches play from left to right. Flukes cuts it back inside here for Adam Tommaso. Tommaso out wide to Griffin. Right on that touchline, comes inside to find Taylor. And Taylor just gets a little bit of a clip there from Matt Buchan. Wins the free kick, which the Stags take quickly. Kasimu was looking for the layoff to Williams, and Williams wasn't quite on the same page there. Nice idea. Gives the thumbs up to say, yeah, that's a good ball. Should have made the run. But at that time, just wasn't forthcoming.
No, Totten just one pass away from creating another big opportunity.
Ball cleared downfield from the Biddeford keeper. I think it's Medway who got his head on it, but it went central, and then Flukes calmly nods back to Lewis Noyce. There is a goal to tell you about. In the thick of the playoff things, and Plymouth Parkway charging up the table, playing those games in hand, have gone behind at Slimbridge thanks to William Hawes. So Slimbridge 1, Plymouth Parkway 0 is a current score for you at Slimbridge, who, of course, we travelled to on the last day of the season. Here's Ethan Taylor on the right now, cutting back inside, cross, looking for Jake Adams at the back post, and he couldn't quite wrap his foot around it, but a wicked delivery across the box there from Taylor that perhaps deserved more.
Yeah, as you said, Jake Adams just missed on his swing. But Tottenham are creating so many chances this half.
So nice little buzz here at the Snow Stadium. Good crowd in here on non-league day, taking in the joys of everything the Football Pyramid has to offer. Sam Griffin, I'm not sure that's quite where he was aiming it, but it'll go back to Lewis. Nice to deal with comfortably. Now Flukes. Long ball. Looking for Williams. Forces the header out. Griffin takes it on the chest. It goes to Taylor. Griffin on the run. Gets caught under his feet a little bit, but Griffin's managed to maintain possession and drive in towards the area. Taylor with the back heel. Jinking and jiving. Eventually crowded out. Pretty much all hands to the pump defensively now for Biddeford. Williams is out on the right. Goes back to Reed. Back to Jefford. Tommaso's in lots of space, and that's where he goes. Thinks about playing it short to Reed. Instead, cuts central and lays it off for Flukes. Pretty much everyone, with the exception of Lewis Noyce, in Biddeford's half now. Here's Taylor trying to take it on the run as he comes inside. And Taylor was clipped, was referee played the advantage, full credit to Samuel Reed there, but saw there was none, and this is a dangerous position here for the Stags from the set piece.
Yeah, that's what we were talking about earlier. We're passing it round, give the ball to Ethan Taylor, a little shimmy, and then draws the challenge in from Biddeford.
So just being asked for a replacement ball, and a couple of potential options here with the free kick. I think it's Jake Adams who looks to be lining up for it. With that left foot, maybe in for the top corner, perhaps. Looks like a four-man wall here for Biddeford. I'd say this is... we're slightly to the right of centre, midway between the edge of the penalty D and the edge of the area, and maybe, what, 24, 25 yards out?
Yep.
I'm not very good at judging distances, but that's... We'll go with that. Reed blows his whistle. Jake Adams strikes it straight into the heart of the wall. Disappointing. Reed looks to manufacture the ball back in. Misplayed. And Williams, physical challenge, but he wins the corner. Good play there from Williams, just using his physicality well. The Biddeford bench wasn't happy about it, but... I mean, wasn't happy about it. Might be an understatement. They were aghast that it wasn't given as a free kick.
Yeah, now the referee's going to talk to the liner and the Biddeford bench about that.
yeah, just having some words with the coaching staff, just telling them to just take a breath, calm down a little bit here. See, it can be a thankless task officiating. So, yeah, they, you know, I don't want to say they expect it, but, you know, you don't come to these, you don't want to referee these games just to have abuse hurled at you for 90 minutes. Not saying that, that's what was happening, by the way, but yeah. Here's Reed going to take the right foot corner, the corner from the left with the right foot, and he's taking it short to Griffin, trying to lay it back off for Reed. Slightly overdone. Now a high ball into the area from Reed. Williams is barged down on the edge of the area. The referee waves it away. He has been letting those physical challenges go. Maybe that was too much. Jefford heads it back in. Kasimu at the back post can't craft his header on target. Yeah, should have been two.
That's a very, very big chance there for Hisham Kasimu. He's going to be very frustrated with himself with that.
I mean, all of what? A couple of yards out, but he was attacking it from a diagonal angle. The ball was low. He went for it with his head, and he couldn't quite crane his neck to find the bottom corner.
Yeah, but a very good knockdown from Ben Jefford.
Yeah, ball across the box was begging to be put home. That time the Stags couldn't quite do it. But, you know, they've been pushing for the second goal here, and certainly on the balance of things, they look the more likely to score. You know, they've got to tell you about in the Southern League Division 1 South as well, with Ben Bamman putting Bristol Manor Farm 1-0 up at Cinderford. Scored the opener in last week's game as well. Here's a bit of a throw halfway through the Stags' half, looking to the edge of the penalty area, but a loose touch will give Tomasa the chance to clear. And now Kasimu tries to take it on the turn. High ball over the top for Taylor. Stops the ball dead and rolls it here for Jake Adams on the counter. Jake Adams skins the first man, tries to cut the ball back into the box. It's a little bit behind Kasimu. Biddeford eventually clear. Medway comes, skews off the boot, high and up rather than out. I will say that hasn't really been much room to work with for the Biddeford attack. This time Taylor tries to break the lines, looking for Kasimu, and is just too much on it. But you can see now, when there's space to work with, the Stags are really making Biddeford work.
Yeah, in that, especially in that middle of the park, Freddie Reed, Ethan Taylor, loved, and Jake Adams like to get hold of the ball and just play it forwards.
As Brett Williams charges that one down. Took the last touch, so it will be a bit of a throw, but again, just showing that he's not keen to let them have time on possession with the ball at feet.
Yeah, which the fans love to see as well. Forwards pressing, which could win the ball back and create more chances.
Long throw taken by Niall Heaney, the Biddeford right back. Flicked on, but Medway clears it. Charged down, though. An opportunity perhaps on the edge of the area. Blocked. The effort from Wood. Might still ricochet three. I'm not sure who that finally deflected off, and it's going to be out for a corner here for Biddeford. So this is their first real chance to get a dangerous ball into the box with bodies committed forward. I was going to say, it looks like the number one, but of course not. That's the goalkeeper. It's just the way the light's shining on the shirt. It's number seven, Alexander Moyse, who will take the corner. Looks like an outswinger with the right boot. Biddeford players generally situated towards the back post, trying to attack the near, and that doesn't beat Ben Jefford. Poor corner, in all honesty. Second shot, headed away. Kasima tries to win the ball, comes off his chest, and then Tomasso just clears it into space where Jake Adams runs onto it. Adams now coming inside, trying to get across the pitch. Sam Griffin's drifted over to the left wing. Griffin brings the ball down brilliantly. And who got the final touch? Apparently Sam Griffin. And he wasn't happy with that decision. The audible obscenity, we shall say. Just frustration coming through a little bit there. Apologies if you heard that on the mic. And with the throw, Biddeford goes short. Trying to play it out from the back. And then they decide better of it. And Ben Jefford, a slightly loose touch perhaps, but Medway was alert and plays it back strongly to Lewis Noyce.
Would be interesting to see if Sam Griffin stays on this left-hand side now.
Yeah, at the moment they are stretching it. So using these inverted wingers with Griffin on the left and Adams on the right. Here's Medway coming across the halfway line. Short into Williams, lays it off for Medway, and it just didn't quite fall for him, ricocheted off his knee. As Main, with a punt downfield that Fluke should deal with comfortably, and he does. Still some head tennis. The two number 11s battling on the far side. Biddeford come out on top. And then Lewis Noyce latches onto the through ball forward and collects on the edge of the area. Rolls it out quickly to Jefford. Here's Griffin now. And wow. I think we should stop the game because Joe Charles just took that one full in the temple. Trying to switch play quickly. So much power behind that from Sam Griffin. And there was an audible gasp around the snows here as that was a very heavy blow taken entirely incidentally by Joe Charles. And at this moment, you just kind of hope that as he gets treatment, that he's okay because that must have hurt.
Yeah, he's hands on his head, but I just think that's because of the shock of when Sam Griffin booted the ball in his face.
Yeah, obviously not where he was aiming, and he's getting a kind of a spray of water over his head just to try and kind of snap him back into reality a little bit here. With head injuries, I think you can never be too careful. So the referee did the right thing by stopping the game quickly. Kind of getting to his feet a little bit gingerly, but he's doing so under his own power. He should be okay to continue, but of course, if he does feel any after effects, and he should be allowed to come up as a concussion substitute, although with three players on the bench anyway, so you can use anyway. So we shall see. No other goals to tell you about in the league at the moment. So still 0-0 between Cirencester and Willand and Froome and Lark Hall Athletic, as well as Scholing at Highworth Town. Those teams involved at the top end of the table. Looks like Joe Charles probably is going to be okay to continue, and that's a relief for everyone in the stands. Totten restart with the ball, getting back into position. We'll be keeping an eye on Joe Charles as the game goes on. Flukes looking for a searching diagonal for Sam Griffin, and in the end, it's just going to go right down the throat of Seedhouse Evans.
Yeah, right idea, but just wrong execution.
Yeah, I'm still kind of a little bit jittery from the force of that blow that Charles took. I don't mean to keep going over it, but it was loud, and everyone in the stadium had that sharp intake of breath. Here's Williams, clip from behind, and you could say that maybe he played that up a little bit, but there was a challenge late from behind by Craig Duff, and he's going to be the first player this afternoon to go into the referee's book.
Yeah, not too much he can complain to about that. He was late, caught Brett Williams, and deserves a card for it.
Yeah, so one number eight brings down the other, and Craig Duff will get his name taken in the referee's little black book. He's going to mark that on my team sheet. The first time the referee's had to go to his pocket so far today, and I think that's probably about right because the game's been played with good spirit, hasn't necessarily been too foully, if that makes sense. Been allowed to have a bit of rhythm, a bit of flow.
Yeah, he has let the game go on as well, so a few 50-50s, or strong 50-50s, he has let go.
And as long as he keeps doing that consistently, that's what you want from a ref, to officiate the game consistently throughout. Here's Taylor looking for an option into the box. Kasimu's done well to win that. Tries to bring it down. Can he find Reed? Jinking and jiving one way or another. Still not cleared. Williams with a snapshot, but he couldn't wrap his foot round it. And it scuffs wide.
Yeah, another great chance for Ton. I'm just wondering if when the ball bounced for Hisham Kasimu, was he thinking about the bicycle kick?
It would have been an audacious effort had he done so. I mean, he's got quality. Would have been goal of the season contender if he'd made it.
I feel like it came to the right area, but he chose to try and lay it off to Freddie Reed.
And I think in hindsight, probably the right decision. Just Reed just couldn't quite get it out of his feet, and the middle of the defence swarmed back into position. Long goal kick here from Seedhouse Evans. Flukes wins the first ball. Biddeford, however, tried to bring it down, and Sam Griffin, oh, dummies the defender there, but his clearance charged down by Charles, and Griffin feels like I'm not saying he can't do finesse, because he can, but when he hits it, if I may use this cliche, it stays hit, doesn't it?
Yeah, just then he tried hitting it, trying to get far, but just hit the home dugout.
Yeah, so just making sure that Jimmy Ball is on his toes here. I imagine, with a few minutes to go until half-time, probably reasonably pleased with the way the Stags have performed so far.
Yeah, won the lap close to half-time, created loads of opportunity. The main disappointment is that they started slow, giving Biddeford a few chances. If that was any other team, they might have scored. We don't know, though.
Brilliant switch of play from Adams to Sam Griffin. Griffin tries to come inside. Crowded out of it here. Brett Williams will keep this in play. Goes back to Tommaso. He plays it short to Reed. Reed. Layoff. 1-2 there from Griffin. Now into the feet of Taylor. Taylor stops on the ball. He can go out wide here to Adams if he wants. That is where he goes. Reed providing an overlapping outlet. Instead, back to Taylor. Now Taylor finds Tommaso. He's got options forward. Instead goes horizontally to Jefford. Williams has come a little bit deeper to get the ball here. I think he's eyeing that big crossfield diagonal. Takes past one player and a second. Now into the feet of Taylor, looking to lay it off for Williams. Can he get out of his feet? Adams on the edge of the area. Wouldn't quite break for him. Only half cleared. Players down for Biddeford. Didn't see much in that, though. Again, a layoff. Flukes. Kasima on the edge of the area. Can he get a shot away? He can, and it was deflected wide. What we're seeing, good play there from the Stags, is that what they like is, you know, players driving forward in space and then running that little 1-2, lay it off to get the player attacking forward with the ball at pace and seeing the field in front of them.
Yeah, just then, as you said, the 1-2, Alexander Moyes, he was throwing his hands in the air, frustrated with his team that he's the only one pressing those 1-2s. And that only one man pressing, which makes it easy for Totten to play it round them.
Across the city, Totten's fierce rival Scholing have taken a 1-0 lead at home to Highworth Town, thanks to Marvin McLean. Less of that sort of thing, please. Freddie Reed will try the in-swinging corner with the right boot here. Crowded penalty area. Sam Griffin's trying to cause a bit of a nuisance near to the keeper. Makes the run towards the near post. Ball's delivered high towards the back post. Over the top, Williams! Caught it flush, just on the half volley. But again, tough angle. Couldn't hit the target. Ricochets off the advertising boards for the goal kick.
Yeah, just looking at a Podbean. Doug Webber saying, just seen the lineups with Tommaso in the number two shirt. Is it still a 4-4-2?
No, if you missed this at the start of the game, it's a back three going from left to right. Jefford, Medway, Flukes. You've got Tommaso and Reed as the double pivot in the centre with Jake Adams and Sam Griffin on the wings. And then Kasimu leading the line with Taylor and Williams slightly further behind. And here is the aforementioned Ethan Taylor. On the turn, Adams making a searching run. Taylor's looking for that. Clipped ball forward. Good header there from the right back for Biddeford, Niall Heaney. And then Brett Williams wins the ball and is dinged for the free kick. Thought he won it cleanly enough, but maybe just got a little bit of a clip in there as well. Surely to be expecting to see an indication of how much injury time is to be played, but I haven't seen the board just yet. Where's a pitchside reporter when you need one?
Yeah. Jimmy Ball, he come and spoke to the Totten under-15s on Thursday night, and he mentioned to us the only way you can lose a game is if you don't outfight and outwork your opponents.
And very nearly, Totten maybe just looking for half-time as the ball drifted into the box from the free kick. A strong header. Lewis Moyes was a little bit wrong-footed, but it didn't find the target. And that's comfortably the best chance for Biddeford so far. Medway. Going across the back here to Jefford. Looking for his options, trying to find that diagonal. Well weighted as well. Curls over the top towards Sam Griffin. And Griffin cuts inside, dummies the defender. Still Griffin, switching it out of play for Jake Adams, but he's overhit it. And it's going to be a throw in the end. I think they're appealing for Jake Adams to be booked for rolling the ball away. But referee, again, doesn't seem hugely interested. Just seeing that Andrew Hanley is readying the board as Kasimu charges down a clearance. Very nearly took that full in the unmentionable. We'll have here in the second half.
Fourth official has indicated there will be a minimum of 2 minutes of stoppage time. 2 minutes.
Here's Alex Byrne, seeing if Biddeford can nick a goal against the run of play here at the end of this first half, which has pretty much been all Totten from an attacking point of view. Kasimu wins the ball just inside Totten's half. shrugging off a defender. Finds Taylor. Taylor's looking across, and Brett Williams, I think, will get there. Not sure if he was the intended target, but it all seems to work. Williams goes wide to Adams, tries to take it on the turn past the first player. Doesn't. Williams clips one over the top and is just a little bit too much on it. Couldn't quite get the backspin he wanted to hold it up for Jake Adams, and it's out of play for a goal kick. And yeah, Adams and Williams just not quite singing from the same hymn sheet there, I guess.
Yeah, not on the same page as them. Just explaining to each other what each other were expecting and wanting from each other.
Joshua Ford has put Bristol Manor Farm 2-0 up here, 2-0 up at Cinderford, as they continue a good late season run of form. Although, did lose to Biddeford a few weeks ago. More aerials here. Jake Adams gets the final touch out of play, and Heaney couldn't quite stop that from going over the fencing surrounding the pitch. Takes the throw in short. Ball will want to make sure that his side don't slack off in stoppage time here in this first half. Still wants the energy, still wants the press high up the pitch. And Taylor is really harrying James Main here. The opposition captain just about gets the ball out. Now it's Griffin's turn to apply the pressure to Alex Byrne. And Griffin charges it down, wins the throw on the far side. Again, that's what Ball really wants. Doesn't matter that it's nearly half time. Keep that foot on the pedal.
Yeah, because if you sit back, you're inviting Biddeford to come and attack us, which you don't want. Keep them up high. Keep them. Keep pressing them. Try and force a mistake.
So ticking down the end of this first 45 here at the Snows. Long throw forward there from Biddeford, and it actually just ends up going out of play. So a whole lot of nothing in the end. Not quite going to work out the physics of how you throw it in, it still goes out. But the referee will blow there for half-time, and Jimmy Ball's first 45 as the Stags boss has gone well. One goal between the two sides. Jake Adams, brilliant skill on the edge of the area, cutting back central for Ethan Taylor to power home in the 20th minute, and that is the difference here. Your half-time score, as the sprinklers come on here at the Snows, is AFC Totten 1, Biddeford AFC 0. What do you think of that first half, Harry?
I think a very solid performance from Tottenham all round. A few errors, a few mistakes there and then. But going forwards, they seem deadly. Attacking on every chance they can, pressing high. There's not much to be disappointed with.
So we will take a little break here on Stags Radio. I think you know the drill by now. We'll close the live room for the first half, and we'll open up for the second half